Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Happy almost Friday! Or as the hub said to me a few hours ago, it's almost Friday. I'm pretty sure he got that from our show. At least he's paying close attention. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hope that you are surviving and thriving through your work week, but like me, like us, ready for the weekend, especially a weekend with almost no big plans. We have our first double date ever, so that'll be fun, with some friends of mine that live in our neighborhood and came to the wedding. And Bob and my friend's husband, they hit it off at the wedding, so that was fun. And so there will be just a bond. I definitely want him to make some friends so that we have our own separate friends. That'll be good, too. But in this case, we're doing the double date thing. Otherwise, a whole lot of nothing planned for the weekend. More organizing the house. Oh, and we're going to watch Oppenheimer. Have you guys seen Oppenheimer? We are going to have a popcorn and movie night, and we realize it's a really long movie, so we'll need a lot of popcorn. So this is kind of funny. He likes the skinny pop. I like the extra butter. So we're going to put a big bowl together where we mix it all up. So we each get some of our own popcorn, but also so it's not too fatty and not too healthy. Because who really wants healthy popcorn? Actually, popcorn's not terrible for you. Of all the snacks you can have, it's not terrible for you. I went on a kick here, maybe 6 months ago, where at least two or three times a week, I was bringing a big old bag of popcorn to eat the whole thing. Sometimes I would share with producer Jay, but sometimes it would be gone before that happened. So popcorn is on the schedule for this weekend. Popcorn and Oppenheimer and, another training run, because my half marathon is 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away. All right, good. Good thing I haven't run more than 8 miles. 3 weeks away. Oy, why do I do these things? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our show Twitter is After Hours CBS, and we're already getting your responses about Mike Tyson. He's 58 years old. he will fight Jake Paul. Now, I've seen some of you ask me, who is Jake Paul? Jake Paul is actually a former YouTuber, maybe still a current YouTuber. He's a YouTube personality who's turned into a professional boxer. You can take any avenue that you want to get into pro sports. And I'm sure you're not surprised that when it comes to Mike Tyson, for him, this is actually not just about a boxing match. It's also about the fact that he grew up watching Tyson, right? And Tyson happens to be a family favorite. So this is kind of cool, an exchange with his dad on YouTube.
Growing up, who was your favorite boxer?
Mike Tyson.
Mike, right?
Yeah. Why'd you ask?
Because I'm going to be fighting him.
No way.
In July.
Dude.
On Netflix.
Are you kidding me, Dave?
Yeah.
He's going to be the hardest hitting motherfucker you ever fought.
I know.
Dude, holy fuck, I'm going to be freaking out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jake Paul's dad is definitely all in when it comes to this showdown on Netflix. Tyson hasn't fought in a real setting. Would you call it real? I don't know if you'd call it. He hasn't fought a legitimate bout in 19 years. So that's not including his exhibition against Roy Jones Jr. right in the middle of the pandemic. That was July 2020. And I didn't watch it. Even though there was nothing else going on, I wasn't that desperate. I have zero desire to see a 58-year-old Mike Tyson, though I guess then he was 50, well, depending upon his birthday. He was either 53 or 54. Oh, sorry, he was either 54 or 55. That sounds less than athletic. And Jake Paul, who actually has indicated that he really wants to set up legitimate, real boxing matches to eventually compete for a world title, whatever that means, whatever weight class, whatever belt he's pursuing. Instead, he sets up this bout with Tyson. I mean, we know Tyson's he's an icon in the sport from the past, despite who he was outside the ring. But Wright hasn't had a legit bout in 20 years, and he'll be 58. So, what's your interest level in a guy who's not really a boxer against a guy who's a washed-up 58-year-old former champion? And here's the thing, it's on Netflix. I don't have Netflix. I've caught a few things on the streaming service just because my family has it. But I'm good with the streaming services I have. So I can't imagine that I'll be tuning in. But the setting itself, I mean, this is pretty cool. AT&T Stadium, which is the Cowboys' home in Arlington, Texas. Saturday in the summertime, I am sure there will be big-time celebrities there. Again, more because it's a novelty seeing Tyson in a ring again, but also because it's a little bit like watching a train wreck. You can't turn away. Netflix is billing it as a live global sports event. Jake Paul's 27, so I guess he didn't really see a ton of Tyson when he was growing up because Tyson was already on the way out. He's got a match against Tommy Fury. That goes back a year ago. Also faced off against an MMA fighter in Nate Diaz, but really wanted to focus on boxing. Okay, so why then? money, if I can figure out how much money these two will make. Netflix is 260 million subscribers across the world. This is not pay-per-view. You don't have to fork over extra to watch this on Netflix. I only know this because I was reading, not because I remember, but I certainly do remember talking about it at the time until it fizzled. The hype far exceeded the actual product when Floyd Mayweather matched up with Manny Pacquiao. But that we had that in the office. They actually gave us access to watch that pay-per-view event. 4.6 million buys. So not 4.6 million people, because I'm sure there were people that bought together, right, that were watching, or sports bars or sports restaurants, that kind of thing. So you're not going to get it for free necessarily, but you don't have to pay extra. According to videos, photos, people say Tyson's still in real good shape and he could still flash the leather. Haha, the other kind of leather. But Jake Paul is 27. He's 31 years younger. I don't, is that even fair? Can Tyson still move? That's kind of the challenge. Okay.
A training video leaked, I guess, or was released, I don't know, by him yesterday, was when this all came out. There's like been this video of him training this year within
Tyson?
Mike Tyson, within the last few weeks, I imagine. He looks good, gotta say. He can move.
But, oh my gosh.
I mean, compared to what he used to be, compared to a 27-year-old Jake Paul, I haven't seen his video, but all I know is that Tyson, if you just Tyson training video, it's like first thing that pops up. Yeah, he's I mean, he looks fit.
All right. Let's not be ageists. So check us out on social, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page, and let us know. Some of you are responding. Here's one tweet. Just going to have to see it because it's Mike Tyson. I never got the chance to watch him in his prime or late in his career, but now getting the chance to even watch this man live in this day and age is a privilege. I don't care who wins or loses, but it's Mike Tyson. Never going to see a GOAT. Robert says, don't care, have absolutely no interest. Another tweet, I'm not a big boxing fan to begin with. I respect what they do. I'm not sure that this is actual boxing. We'll see. But it's not something I follow, so I won't pay much attention. All right, so those are a few of the responses on Twitter. I know that on Facebook, we've already gotten a bunch of people weighing in. It's more of a mixed bag. So I guess if you were a huge Mike Tyson fan and this is your chance to see him again, then okay. But I can imagine there are people who will tune in simply because you don't want to miss it. It's FOMO, right? What if everybody else is talking about it and you didn't see it? AJ on Facebook, age has nothing to do with it. Tyson grew up with a survival mentality and this fight will bring him back. I've seen firsthand a 50-plus-year-old ex-pro boxer put a much younger individual to night-night land with a couple shovel steps and one direct punch. Eric says if it was free, sure, not going to pay for a 3-round match. Well, I mean, if you have Netflix, it is free. David says, who's Jake Paul? Terry, I'll watch it. Chad absolutely will be watching. 48 years old, so grew up watching Iron Mike. All right, so there's a post, again, easy to find on both Twitter and Facebook. And as producer Jay says, all you have to do is search for a Tyson training video and you can check out the latest. I can't imagine they doctored the video. Eddie Hearn is a British fight promoter. He was asked his opinion about this battle. Can we call it that? Between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm a hardcore boxing fan. He's one of my heroes. I find it very sad. But it's a big event. I understand people are going to watch it. And it's entertainment, I guess. But for someone that idolised the guy growing up, yeah, not the best day.
Do you think Jake Paul gets any credibility if he beats Mike Tyson?
He's 58 years old.
Ha! So, what he says, and that's on, is it Dazen? That's on, that's from his perspective as someone who loves boxing for real and thinks it's really sad. It's entertainment, maybe not boxing. Is that more like WWE? Not going to say those men and women aren't athletes, because of course they are, but it's not a real competition. It's scripted. It's entertainment, like big time entertainment, which is why people fill stadiums to watch it, which is why it does huge ratings on TV. So if that's the case and you think of it more as entertainment, like a sideshow at the circus, or as Marco called it earlier, the bearded lady, well, then maybe it's a little bit different. Yeah, if it's something that you want to see simply because you can't really fathom Mike Tyson in a ring again, or because you want to see Mike Tyson in a ring again, then I can understand. And especially a younger generation who more than likely doesn't remember him at his prime. He's more of a legend in his own mind, but also, you know, legends kind of grow as the years pass. And we are farther and farther away from seeing that legend in operation. It's actually interesting because I run across a bunch of young people, and I work in college basketball a bunch, right? They love Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson music. My nieces love Jackson's music, though they never saw him perform or were part of the craze when his videos came out, or of course everything that happened after that. But in their minds, he's iconic and he's legendary, and they would have loved to see him perform live. Now it's holograms, right? And Cirque du Soleil and other types of shows. Maybe that type of appeal. But Mike Tyson versus a social media star turned into a boxer? I mean, depending upon who you ask, Jake Paul's got some real chops. And Mike Tyson calls him a kid in his statement. It'll be interesting to see, or a lot of fun to see, what a kid can do with the experience and aptitude of the GOAT. And actually, this is kind of interesting. Maybe this is where the seeds were planted. Jake Paul, when he fought, I'm not big into boxing, but whenever he had this previous bout where he had a knockout, and it was part of a Mike Tyson undercard. That was his second pro fight. So that was part of Jake Paul's statement. Is that, hey, now this was Tyson later years, right? But I was part of an undercard where Tyson was the main event. And now I have a chance to fight him. And when you think about the streaming side of things too, this is the first time for Netflix doing live boxing. They're starting now to get into more live sporting events. This is really the trend among streaming services. We know this. NBC Peacock, CBS Paramount, obviously Amazon Prime. Netflix recently broadcast a tennis match live between Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz. That was just a few days ago. And now we'll try live boxing. And so there's an undertone to this as well. As much as people may hate it, we're going to see more and more sporting events that are direct to streaming, that are live on streaming services. And I know we've had this conversation before. I mean, you can always weigh in and let me know what you think. But if you're seeing this migration and you're frustrated about it, well, then you're not alone. because we're going to see more football, more baseball, more NBA to be sure. MLS is on streaming. Are they on Apple Plus? Is that where MLS is? You're going to see more and more events. I mean, YouTube getting Sunday Ticket. It's happening. And maybe it's worth it to you to buy more of these streaming services and completely cut the cord. I'm not to that point yet. I have a few streaming services, but there are still plenty of events I watch on TV. Like Thursday evening, I was watching the NBA doubleheader on TNT. And I still listen to a bunch of events when I can't get them on TV. So I'm just not there yet. So will you pay attention? Will you watch? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
For CBS, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. But tonight,
old guys, that word don't even exist. Old, this is just a new time, a new thinking period in our lives. This is what we want to do. Sometimes the gods of war, they revive you and say we have to do more. Now I wouldn't do it if I didn't prepare for this. You know, I box people to see if I'm able to do this stuff.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mike Tyson going back to 2020. I actually remember that. Again, I didn't watch it, but I do remember as he was getting ready for it that there were a lot of people that were kind of gaga over it then because it was Roy Jones Jr. and it was an exhibition and people were relatively happy with it, I would say. Maybe lowering expectations. In that case, then the fight delivered on what they were hoping, or at least the baseline for what they were hoping. But I don't recall that a lot of people were saying, yeah, more Mike Tyson, let's go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Jake Paul, if you don't know who he is, he wants to be a boxer, but right now, he got his start as a YouTuber. That's going to happen more and more now. Influencers are considered career professionals. And there's a whole lot of people, young people out there. In fact, I run into this when I do college student mentoring or when I speak at conferences or classes. It's actually a category that some young people in media aspire to be part of. When I grow up, I want to be a YouTube influencer. Okay. Well, who doesn't really? Jay does too, actually.
Sure.
So how is your YouTube channel these days?
Oh, it's been dormant for years.
Oh. How's our YouTube channel these days?
Ours is thriving. Ours is good.
Oh, good. Well, see, there you are. You're a YouTube influencer.
Yeah, well, that's where it's gone. I've just devoted my YouTube attention to that channel.
Oh, yeah. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on YouTube. My brother, every now and then, will ask me, why don't you do a YouTube show instead? And then after a couple of minutes of kind of talking it over and thinking about it, he'll say, well, I guess the challenge is you have to figure out how to monetize it. Yes, yes, that is the challenge.
I don't know if they would let us.
Who's they?
Like the company or Odyssey.
Oh, no, this would be not if I was working.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This is the afterlife, the Odyssey afterlife.
That'd be fun.
Would it?
I think so.
Oh, all right. Not if I couldn't pay my bills, it wouldn't be fun.
Well, if you monetize.
Yeah.
You could get, well, I know what you need to monetize. There's like certain specs. You need like 4,000 watch hours or 4,000 subscribers and a certain amount of watch hours. I forgot exactly. But and then you can like sign up for modification, which you would get.
We have 4,000 subscribers.
We do.
I have no idea what the thresholds are in terms of watch time.
I think 10,000 watch hours you need, if I'm correct.
Total?
Total on the channel.
Or per video that you put out?
No, just per like 10,000 watch hours on the channel like as a whole and 4,000 subscribers. And then you could like write to YouTube and be like, hey, like I'm big enough to monetize. And they'll
I'm
say yes
big
or no.
Enough?
Yeah. That's like the minimum you need. Yeah.
I'm big enough. I'm smart enough and doggone it, people like me. Interesting. I don't know how they keep track of watch hours. I know views, but I don't know anything about watch hours. So coming up, here's what I do know, though. Coming up next week, there'll be a lot of eyeballs and a lot of watch hours for the NFL, NFL Network, various podcasts and YouTube channels devoted to the free agency frenzy. So that is on the horizon. And did you hear the latest when it comes to quarterback rumors? Russell Wilson will meet with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Apparently, they're interested in signing him. This comes from multiple sources, including the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and The Athletic. And right now, they're supposed to have a meeting even before free agency starts next week. Now, according to the Post-Gazette, and Jerry Dulac, who's been on the show before, Wilson is interested in joining the Steelers, but he also has, or his agents have, talks ongoing with at least one other team. So remember, the Broncos gave him permission, even though he's still technically on their roster, and it's considered tampering if you're talking to other teams, or if teams are talking to players that are still on rosters elsewhere. But because the Broncos are anxious for someone else to pick him up, take him off their hands so that the money that he would make with his next deal offsets the salary cap hit, right? That's how it works?
Yeah, but anyone that gets given more than the veteran minimum would have their head examined.
Yeah, there'd be no reason to do that, right?
He's going to get the money regardless.
Russ is going to make $37 million in 24, regardless of whether he signs or not.
So why would anybody give him, I think it's 1.5. I think it's 1.5 for the veteran minimum. Why would you give him more than that? He's going to get the money regardless.
Unless Russ's team says we're not signing for veteran minimum.
Why? You're getting the 37 regardless. So I'd have to give you more than 37 for you to get more money. I'm not giving you $40 million for the year. So
that's
the Broncos
true.
Are paying the bill
yes.
regardless. So why would I pay? It's almost like you were going, nah, buddy, it's okay. I'm gonna chip in a little more. Why?
Well, no, I get what you're saying from the perspective of the team that would sign him, but I'm saying Bronco, the Russes can't may want more than $37 million.
For the year? Then you're never going to play again.
Well, you know the going rate for starting quarterbacks is...
No one's going to give him more. You're already making that money.
I agree with that. I'm just saying Russ's camp may have an inflated view of himself and may say, I'm not playing for the veterans minimum.
Well, again, you're not playing for the... Right, but you're not playing for the veterans minimum, which would be the retort. I mean, you're playing for, I think it's 37, 39, whatever it is. You're playing for that. That's what you're playing for. That's it. You got your contract. The contract that you signed, you're going to get paid for it. At the end of that, when it's done and you want another one, you play well, we'll talk. But you telling me I'm going to rip up your contract that you just got cut from Denver after 2 years and I'm going to give you a different one on top of it? More than what Denver's paid? No one could possibly. I don't care how deluded you are. There's no way anyone could possibly think that from the Russ camp. There's no way.
So right now, he's got multiple meetings. We know which teams out there are looking for quarterbacks. Atlanta has been mentioned, actually with Justin Fields. But according to one NFL insider, and he's very well connected, he's been on the show before, we'll let you hear from him after the update, he actually is saying that the market for Justin Fields is fairly tepid. Mm-hmm. It's lukewarm. There's not a whole lot of interest in Justin. Mm-hmm. And part of that may have to do with teams waiting to see what the Bears do, believing that they're going to draft probably Caleb Williams at the top. I know there's been some chatter about Drake May, but that they're going to go quarterback at number one, meaning they're going to release Justin. And so they wouldn't, so other teams won't have to give up anything for him.
That's part of it. There's also not as many teams that would be in the market for Justin Fields to begin with, simply because if you're looking for a young quarterback, good chance that you're towards the top of the draft, which is quarterback heavy. And they're talking about the top four picks possibly being all quarterback. Mm. So his destinations are shrinking when you got the Falcons talking about Kirk Cousins and you've got, you know, who else is out there? The Steelers maybe, but I don't think they want to go another young one. They have a young one. They wanted to go veteran. That's why Russell Wilson makes sense. The Raiders don't have a quarterback, but don't have a high pick.
Nor do the Broncos. So the Vikings are 11. The Broncos are 12. Mm-hmm. The Raiders are 13.
That's those basically three teams, the area.
Yeah. But I mean, the Raiders just drafted Aiden O'Connell last season. So it feels like you'd be kind of doing the exact same thing if you drafted again at that point.
Yeah, but I don't know if they, I mean, who knows what the Raiders think. They never struck me that Aiden O'Connell they think is the future. That was more of a, we took a flyer while we signed Jimmy Garoppolo to have a backup and maybe he molds into, and then when they pulled the plug on Garoppolo, it was, we're letting the kid play. I think they want, Antonio Pierce has already said, I want a veteran. I don't want a kid. So I don't know if Justin Fields fits that category either. I wonder if they're one of the teams talking to Russell Wilson. Maybe that's in that category too, but I don't know. But I feel like if you're really looking for a quarterback, you're either at the top of the draft or you're right in that section that you just had those three teams, because there's not a lot of teams that are willing in that Justin Fields category, because you either want younger or you want established. And he's right in between of that. He's young, but he's not on a rookie deal for much longer. And he's not a veteran where you go, at least I know what I got. You're still trying to figure out what Justin Fields is.
And do you want a guy who runs as much as he does too? Because he's clearly, he feels like he's better when he's allowed to run. And he's had some injuries because of that. So.
Yeah. And that's fair, and that's also part of where the position is going now. You got to be able to move. There's no doubt. Like, the idea of the old pocket passer, you got to be able to move your feet, you got to be able to make plays on the run.
Well, it's one thing to extend plays, it's entirely another to have running as your top option.
Which is where Anthony Richardson and the Colts are kind of caught in between as well.
And why Lamar Jackson has changed, right? Why he's morphed into something different.
And that's part of it. You got to be able to utilize your legs to make plays, but you got to know when to do it and how to do it, and to not put yourself in harm's way unless you're built like a truck like Josh Allen, who we all still keep screaming, stop putting yourself in harm's way, right. But he continues to do it.
So we'll talk quarterbacks coming up. But yes, Russell Wilson said to meet with the Steelers, and Justin Fields, the market, not quite what his camp or maybe the Bears expected. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Will you sign up for Netflix? Or if you have Netflix, will you watch Tyson versus Jake Paul? If you don't know who he is, Google him. He's a YouTuber. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of live YouTube material around him fighting his father's idol. So find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page, and you can let us know.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
If we go down that road, I want to be right by this one as well. No one wants to live in gray. I know that's uncomfortable. I wouldn't want to be in that situation either. So we'll gather the information. We'll move as quickly as possible. We're not going to be in a rush and see what presents itself and what's best for the organization.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Bears general manager Ryan Poles answering questions about whether or not the Bears would trade Justin Fields and draft a quarterback number one overall. That seems to be the general prevailing sentiment. However, we don't know for sure. The Bears are playing their cards very close to the vest. Now, a little bit of information for you as we get set for the legal tampering period, which is, what is it, Monday through Wednesday, and then free agency officially begins middle of next week. Mike Lombardi, who's a longtime insider, former general manager. He's got the GM Shuffle podcast. This guy's very well connected. He actually believes that the Bears don't have a lot of options when it comes to Justin.
There seems to be not a lot of momentum. I mean, we saw that video that moved the market, Femi, of him jumping up and down. Everybody said, well, that must be Atlanta's involved. But I talked to a lot of people that were at the combine, and I can't find a team. If I were Philly, I would trade for him. Because I think if you put him behind Hurts and run the six-back offense with him, he might go in there and play good.
Philadelphia, trade for him. How would that work? With Jalen Hurts, and then a Justin Fields, who's been a starting quarterback since he got into the league, is a world-class athlete, but a man without a country, so to speak. And Jalen Hurts? I mean, I wouldn't say they're the same quarterback, obviously. They're not the same size. Their experience is decidedly different in the NFL. But I don't know how you can have those two guys unless Justin's content to be a backup, which doesn't make any sense to me with the number of teams out there that need QBs. But Michael Lombardi is saying that the market is quiet. The market is not hot for Justin Fields. He thinks the Eagles. Alshon Jeffrey was on the Under Center podcast, and he actually thinks the Bears should not make a move when it comes to Fields.
That's a tough decision, but
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Like in 3 years, to me, I think I will keep him though, because he's shown the capability. Like, you just got to put the right pieces in. I mean, I feel like just put him in the best situation, because he's shown that he can make throws. Obviously, he can use his legs. So I think that if I'm the Bears, I would keep him and I would build around him and just use and try to trade that first pick back and just give some more draft picks. Why not?
Well, they already have number one and number nine in this draft. Now, it's courtesy of Carolina last year. So the number nine pick is their own. The Panthers gave up their number one pick in 24 to have access to last year's number one pick, which they used on Bryce Young. Now, Alshon Jeffrey was drafted by the Bears going back 11, 12 years ago, played with the Eagles as well. And on the Under Center podcast, he thinks Justin Fields has shown enough of his skills that they should keep him and then trade that number one pick to a team that's desperate for a QB, which is a possibility. I mean, that's what Ryan Poles has indicated. All options are on the table. The issue, though, is what happens if Caleb Williams turns into a world-class QB and you had the chance to get him and you left him there? That's what a lot of teams are saying now about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. You had the chance. Mitch Trubisky was drafted before, by the Bears, incidentally. Mitch Trubisky was drafted before Patrick Mahomes. I told you this story that I heard from a Broncos insider earlier this week. John Elway wanted to draft Patrick Mahomes, but because the Broncos had misfired on Paxton Lynch the year before, the front office was gun shy about taking a chance, quote unquote, on another quarterback. And so they passed on him. I mean, every team's got a story about how they passed on Patrick Mahomes. Well, every team that did pass. Chase is listening in Dallas. Chase, what do you think about Justin Fields?
Well, I think we should keep him, that's for sure.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about it. When you look at, for instance, I hate the Cowboys, but you look at them when Dak Prescott came in for Tony Romo, their offensive line was amazing. So he had a good scenario, especially with Zeke. So if we ended up in the draft drafting back, and I have two scenarios for this, we either draft back and get Marvin Harrison Jr. and then get the Penn State offensive tackle at number 9 and then take some of those draft picks that we acquire and maybe a couple of, like, 2 second rounders and a third rounder, go up into the first round again and try to get that center from Oregon and help the offensive line. That will help out Justin Fields. Then we get Saquon Barkley in free agency. Then my other scenario, kind of the same thing, is we draft back, get Alt from the offensive tackle, and then at number 9 we take the wide receiver from Washington. I forgot his name. But we end up getting two pieces that we can put in the offensive line or in the offense to help out, and then get that draft up again and get that center, and then also get Saquon. If we had like something like that to give Justin, I think he could be a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's really good. We just have nothing to offer him. Same thing with 49ers. Look at Purdy came into a situation where they have like 3 or 4 Pro Bowlers on their offensive line, and he was able to perform. And we just need that situation for Justin Fields to strive off of. We have nothing on the offensive line to give him that protection to be a great quarterback, and we need one extra wide receiver and a really good running back.
Well, first of all, that's a lot, Chase, in one offseason. I do like the creativity. The issue, though, is it can't all be on the offensive line, right? I mean, Justin is, he's the most instrumental and pivotal position on the field, which means he's got to be able to make plays himself. We know that he can run. The challenge with him is that there has been, maybe it's because he's rushed, maybe he's still learning, but about reading defenses and finding the easy play, right? Making the easy play, even if it's not the one that's the most glorious. And then staying healthy is another challenge too. Granted, part of that's the offensive line, but part of it's also the fact that he does take off and run a lot. There certainly seemed to be a disconnect with the coaching staff this year as they were, he felt like they were harnessing him and not allowing him to use his instincts. But it feels like his instincts cause him to run too often. That's the part that makes me nervous.
And I agree with you. But let's just say this scenario. You cannot put a rookie quarterback. We are going to keep doing the same thing over and over again if we draft a rookie quarterback. Then 3 years down the road, it's going to be the same thing. I'd rather just build that offensive line, keep Justin. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he turns into something or not. And then if he doesn't, then we have a first rounder next year that we got from drafting back, and then can go from there.
I like it. I'm certain that Ryan Poles is considering these options too, because they already have number nine.
Yeah, and honestly, I do not want Caleb Williams, like, at all. I, like, pray to God that guy doesn't come to our team.
Why?
Like, because I just don't like his attitude, don't like the fact that he didn't participate in anything. Just, like, some of the things he says, he's really, like, he's just too much. And I'd rather have, like, a Jaden Daniels. If we went that route, if we're getting a quarterback, I'd rather have him than Caleb Williams.
Gotcha. All right. Well, keep that in mind, Chase. If Caleb Williams turns out to be an all-pro or the next big thing at quarterback, here's what I would say about him not participating at the combine. He has nothing to gain there, Chase. Like, it's a circus at the combine. It's a must-see TV, quote-unquote. The NFL has turned it into this primetime event. He will do medicals with every team that's serious about drafting him. He will run through all of his drills and everything else in his pro day. I understand why his representation told him not to, because he has nothing to gain and everything to lose. He's already the number one, presumptive number one pick, or there in the top three somewhere. Thank you so much for your phone call, Chase. I like the creativity in Dallas, but I agree that he goes out there at the combine and there's less control for him and his team, and he has nothing to gain. He can only lose. People can only pick him apart and nitpick him. And that to me makes this feel like a smart decision, even if you don't like it. I'm sorry about that. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.